The pasuk says in Parshas Shoftim, "Ki satzur al ir yamim rabim lehilachem alel l'safsa." If you have a siege around a city and you want to capture it, lo sashchis es eitza lindoach alav garzen kimimenu tachal. You may not cut down. This is the source of bal tashchis, the prohibition against wasting, destroying something on one. You may not cut down a fruit tree with an axe because from that tree we eat. Ve'oso lo sichros ki adam eitza sadeh. We're not discussing that very complicated pasuk, but the man is compared to the tree of the field. The only thing you can cut down for the wood in the midst of your siege is a ilan srak. An ilan srak means a non-fruit-bearing tree. Also sashos, that you can cut. V'karata uvanisa matzor, and you'll build your siege. Alira shehu oseimach milchama, that's fighting with you. Until you capture the city. And this is the source of bal tashchis, to not waste. Now we're going to stick only to the pashup shot of the pasuk, and that is to not cut down a fruit tree. The Torah tells us that if I'm in battle and I need wood for my war efforts, and I have a pine tree in front of me and I have an apple tree in front of me, then the halacha is I have to cut down the pine tree and I cannot cut down the fruit tree in my war efforts. Now, the Chelkas Yaakov writes in one of his shuas in Siman Samach Beis, he's writing about ribbis. He says there are some mitzvos that have mazel, and there are some mitzvos that don't have mazel. He says ribbis, Hilchas Ribbis, is a mitzvah that doesn't have any mazel, because nobody knows anything about the halachos, and most people don't pay attention to it, and a lot of people violate it all the time. So Hilchas Ribbis is a mitzvah that doesn't have so much mazel. But, he doesn't say this, but we could argue that the mitzvah of chopping down the fruit tree has had more mazel than perhaps it deserves, so to speak, because it's really this one line in the Torah, and it's a couple of small gemaras, but people know that there's this very great danger, this great sakana, and the sakana kind of like goes before even the halacha is even more. So let's understand the parameters of what the mitzvah is. The gemara says in Makos Daf Chav Beis. The gemara Makos Chav Beis is well known for people in Makos, because that is the gemara that talks about how a person could violate multiple Yisurim at the same time. It's Shabbos, and you're eating a pork sandwich, and it's Yom Kippur, and you're murdering someone. You're doing all these things in this wild case, like the cat in the hat. Like, you're doing all these things together, all at one time. So in the context of that discussion, the Gemara says, HaKotzeitz Ilanos Tovos V'Zarsisa. You are cutting down Ilanos Tovos. Now, Rashi says Ilanos Tovos means fruit trees. In all of Shas, Rashi says Ilanos Tovos, good trees, mean fruit tree. So that's the assumption here. You have a fruit tree, and you cut it down, and you were warned, mehacha, and they tell you, don't cut down that fruit tree. Ki mimenu tochal ve'oso lo sichros. You must eat from it, you cannot cut it down. So we see that the Gemara counts that as a prohibition. It's an issur in the Torah to cut down a fruit tree. There's also a Gemara in Bava Kamma. This is a longer Gemara, but let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Tzadi Aleph on the base. Amar Rav says Rav. Dikla detan kava asur lemiktatze. A palm tree that's able to produce the amount of fruit of a kav, it's asur to cut it down because of the pasuk in this week's parsha in Shoftim. Amar Rabbi Chanina, lo shchiv shivchas bari ela dekatz tanisa below zimna. Ooh. Rabbi Chanina says that my son shivchas did not pass away any other reason than the fact that he cut down a fig tree before its time, meaning before the tree had stopped producing, its meaning it had essentially dried up. Yachal afilu meula bedamim. You might have thought that I can give precedence to the cutting down of a barren tree, even if the barren tree is greater in value than the fruit tree, than the fruit that comes from. Meaning, I could cut the wood and that has value X, but if I cut the tree, the wood has value to me, but the fruit on the tree is, you know, X over 2. It's not the same value as the wood. So let's have a contradiction. What's more valuable, the wood or the fruit? So Tamalomar Rak, the pasuk says only, which teaches that there's an exception to the rule. Meaning, if there's a fruit-bearing tree itself, it would be worth more for the lumber than the fruit, then it would be mutter to cut it down. And then the Gemara says, Shmuel Aisi Lei Arise Tamrei Achal Tam Behu Tama Dechamra. So there was Shmuel had a sharecropper who brought him the dates that he was producing. Shmuel ate them and he tasted them, and the dates tasted like wine. The dates had the taste of wine at them. So he said to them, Amar Lei, my high, what's with your dates? Why do they taste like, Moscato d'Asi? Like, what's going on over here? So he said to him, Amar Lei, Beini Gufni Kaimei. He said, the sharecropper told Shmuel, the date palms are standing in the midst of the grapevines, and they have taken on the taste of the wine from the grapes that they're standing in. Amar, Mechashi Bechamre, Kulehai. So Shmuel said, do they weaken the wine? Meaning, do they weaken the grapevine so much that it's possible to taste the wine and the dates? Are they interfering with one another? Are the plants causing the other one to be weakened and they're getting away from one another? So I see le mikure. Tomorrow, cut down the date palm and then bring me the insides of the palm to eat, the hearts of palm, to bring hearts of palm to eat. So apparently we see that if one fruit tree is getting in the way of another fruit tree, and they're not able to produce to the full extent they're supposed to produce, so that's also a reason to cut it down. What? I guess it's tree and tree. It's tree and geffen. I don't think tree and geffen. And I don't know if he even did. Maybe it didn't happen on purpose. Maybe it was wild. I don't know. Okay. Now the Rush says the main spokesperson here is the Rush. If you want to sound intelligent in the sugya of cutting down fruit trees, you just need to say, the Rush. What does the Rush say? Rabbeinu Asher writes here in Bava Kamma that the halach is that if the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit, you can cut down the tree. And he says, so too, if the person needs the space to build a house, and the fruit tree is in the way of building a house for yourself, then me'ula damim, right? That's a case of me'ula damim. What's more valuable to me? Me having another bedroom in my house so I can have enough space for my kids is more valuable than a cherry tree. It's more important to me. And then such a case as the Rush, you can cut it down. And the Rush passes the halacha, in order to build a home, you're allowed to cut down the tree. No?
Well, I mean, we're learning this out from the puzzle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And during a war, you definitely need the wood from the tree.
Yeah.
You don't need the fruit from
yeah.
the fruit tree.
Yeah.
They're trying to build a siege.
Yeah.
With the wood.
Yeah.
So why is it us to cut a fruit tree if during a war?
If I have an alternative, meaning if I have a fruit tree versus another tree, I have to take the other tree that's not fruit bearing.
So you're saying that the pasuk implies that if there's only fruit trees, I can cut down the fruit trees?
I think that's what the halacha would be. I'm not sure. I have not besieged the city, nor have I gotten the Shiloh. But I think, yes, if for the warfare all you have is only fruit trees, then I think that would be the case. Well, Pikuach Nefesh, war, battle, things like that. So if it's A versus B, I have to take the non-fruit bearing tree. But if it's only a fruit tree, I think the halacha would be that you can cut it down.
Yeah. The reason is that Dafka, because the Gemara uses the Lashon Kotes.
Yeah.
So would it be any better if you knocked it over with
a bulldozer? No, I think that's just the tool that they had. I think that's just speaking in Lashon B'nai Adam. Correct, 100%. So comes Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Beis Yitzchak, and he goes even further and he says, you can cut down a fruit tree to build a sukkah. If the fruit tree's in the way, you can cut it down to build a sukkah. Because I need what? I guess it's ironic, but yeah, that's the only place you have to build a sukkah. Whatever the circumstances are, you can, says the Beis Yitzchak, you can cut down a fruit tree in order to build a sukkah as well. The Tshuvas Chavos Yard in Siman Kuf Tzadihei says there's no hetzer to cut down a fruit tree if it's simply taking up room in the yard. Meaning, if I feel it's cramped back there because of my esrog tree, that's not a reason to cut it down. It needs to be that the space is going to permanently be used for something else. You want to put a trampoline in the backyard for the kids. Is that a reason to cut down a fruit tree? I'm not so sure. I guess it's the Shiloh, but we're going to talk about practically in a moment. The Achronim say that there's not even a heter to sell a guy. The heter we're going to talk about soon is to sell to a guy. The Achronim talk about there's not even a heter to sell to a guy in such a case where I just want more room. Now, if you are allowed to cut down the fruit tree, is there still a sakana? And this is the machlokas for tonight. So the Rush is the famous Shita. The machlokas tonight is, let's say I have a heter to cut it down. Does the sakana that the Gemara talks about, or that we know about, still apply? Is the sakana tied to the iser? Or even if it's mutter, is there a sakana that's attached to it? The Gemara, let's bring three proofs to show why the sakana still attaches to it. The Gemara Masechet Daf Nun talks about certain practices that are eino roa simen bracha. Right? For example, as we have on the back of the Shabbos announcements, if a person does malacha within a half hour before Shabbos, it's eino roa simen bracha. That's what the Gemara says, eino roa simen bracha. It's not usur, but you don't see any monetary gain from such a thing. So the Gemara says, v'kotetze ilanos tovos. What's included in eino roa simen bracha? One who chops down good fruit trees. My timer, what's the reason? Dasahu bei inshi. Because people will wonder about him. They'll pay attention to it. It'll be an ayin hara. And due to that ayin hara, a person knocking down fruit trees, there won't have bracha that comes from it. So the Pri Chadash looks at this Gemara, and he tells us that chopping down a fruit tree is only eino roa simen bracha, and there's no isser. That's what, right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say it's usser. If the Gemara says the chopping down a fruit tree was usser, it would have said usser, right? Eino roa simen bracha means it's not a good idea, not a nice thing, not a thing for a nice Jewish boy. But it's not usser for a person to do. The implication would be that the Gemara is asking, my taima, meaning, well, how do you read the Gemara? My taima, what's the reason? Because even though there's no more isser, there's still a negative consequence. That's what it's meaning. Meaning, even in a case where I have a heter to cut down a fruit tree, my taima, can't I do it if I have a heter? The answer is because not nice things happen. And there's a bad thing associated with it as well. Comes Rav Yaakov Emden. And he says, this Gemara says, Ein Roa Simen Bracha, but the Sakana still applies. That's how he understands the Gemara. The danger still applies, even with the Heter. Now, comes the Piskei Tosos. Piskei Tosos are at the back of the Gemara, and not at the back of the Talmud Bavli part of the Gemara. If you open up any Gemara, and you flip to the very last page, right before the Gemara itself, before the Rush and all the commentaries, you'll see the Piskei Tosos. Now, people think Piskei Tosos is just some guy in the printing house went through all the Tosos and said, these are all the halachos that said. It's not true. Piskei Tosos are written by the Bali HaTosos. They come from that period. They come from the Mordechai, that period of time. So the Piskei Tosos writes in Os Kuflam and Beis, HaKosetz Afilu Ivan Sarak. If you cut even a non-fruit-bearing tree, Eino roa simen bracha. You will not see a bracha. So the Achronim ask, why should there not be a bracha? If it's a pine tree, it's a maple tree, who cares? Why can't I cut it down? So comes, I saw Rabbi Daniel Kleinman, who's is a Rav in Brooklyn. He has a beautiful set of tshuvos that came out, Big Day Chamudos, that she published a few months ago. So he writes in Chelek Beis, in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, and he says that the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perek Vav says that an old tree that doesn't provide enough fruit anymore is allowed to be cut down. It's been there for 70 years, it's given all the figs it can give, it doesn't produce any more fruit. You can cut it down. Perhaps this is the type of tree that Tosus is speaking about. A tree that can be cut down because it has no more fruit to give off. And the Gemara explains that people won't know what you're doing, right? You see, remember, for 30 years, they would put out a sign up by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, come make brachas on my fig tree. And all of a sudden, Tavshin Pei Gimel, they're out there with a chainsaw cutting down the fruit tree. They're not going to understand what's going on. They don't know that this is the last year, there's no more fruit anymore, it's been 5 years, and you know, it hasn't given anything. No one's going to know that. And that's why the Gemara says, it means that they're not going to understand what you're doing. They're going to be matmi on you, they're going to wonder what you're doing. It will be a Mara sign, and therefore, it's eino roa simen bracha. That's how he wants to understand the case of the Gemara. Okay? Then Rav Yaakov Emden gives two more reasons to not cut down the tree, even when it's mutter. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that the child died, right? That Amora's child died because he cut down the fruit tree. If the child cut down the tree, b'isser, it doesn't make any sense that the son of Rabbi Chanina was a Rasha who was going around, you know, cutting down fruit trees. Like, of course the son of Rabbi Chanina is a holy Amora. Of course the son of Rabbi Chanina is going to know not to do that and to be sensitive. And therefore it must be that obviously the tree was cut down beheter, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and nevertheless there was still sakana. The third proof is that the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us about neighbors where one had a fruit tree and the other had a vineyard, right? Not the same, not the tree in the vineyard. This is a new case. You have a vineyard and you have a fruit tree. Okay, what happened? The birds are attracted to your fruit tree. But what happens? Because they attract to your fruit tree, they fly through my vineyard, they make a mess everywhere, and because of your fruit tree that's neighboring my vineyard, it's messing up my vineyard. So we go to Beis Din, and the halacha is that the owner of the tree has to take care of it, but he doesn't want to cut down his own tree. Why? Because of the sakana that will come with it. He says, that's fine. That's great. I apologize for the damage that my fig tree inadvertently is doing to your vineyard. But if I cut down my fig tree, you know, bad stuff's going to happen. So I don't want to do it. So Yaakov Emden sees that even though it's mutter to cut down the tree because it was being mazik, he didn't do it because of sakana. So he says, I have three proofs to tell you that even when it's mutter to cut it down, the sakana still comes along with it. Comes the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Okay, this is what made it most famous. Like most things that are more famous than perhaps they should be, it is the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So comes the will of Yehuda HaChassid, and he writes in Os Mem Hei, Ilan ha'osa peros ain't lekatzeitz oso. A fruit that gives off, a tree that gives off fruit, you may not cut it down. Now, why does he have to say something that's mefurish three places in Shas? That you shouldn't cut down a fruit tree. I didn't need the tzava of Yehuda HaChassid. He doesn't say a person should make sure not to light fires on Shabbos. We know that. It says so in the Torah. Why does he need to put this over there? So there are two Perushim. There's a lot of Perushim on the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. One is called the Shivim Tamarim, and another is a Tshuva from the Minchas HaLazar and Chela Gimel. They both say that we see that Rav Yaakov Emden is correct, meaning even when it's mutter to cut down a fruit tree, you shouldn't do it because of sakana. That's what it means. What else could Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid mean? Even when it's mutter to cut it down, you checked all the boxes, you need the place for building a house and a sukkah, all in one thing, and it's killing everything, yada, yada, yada. Still, we see that it's aser. Comes the Taz. Let's look in the Taz in Yoredei Simen Kuf Tezayin. Simen Kuf Tezayin is the halachas of sakana in halacha. So there you'll find all these discussions of sekelim. We discussed a few weeks ago by after Shachris on Shabbos, who talks about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and marrying someone who has the same name as the in-laws, mother-in-laws, right? So it's all found over there. So listen to what the Taz writes. Od acher matzinu she'asu chazam b'nei sakana she'lo lakutz ilan ha'osa peros te'isa b'perak gozal. We know that the Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us that you shouldn't cut down a tree because of the sakana that comes along with it. Because of a rush sham v'cheinim hayetzarech l'mekomam b'tzor. And the rush says, but if you need the place, then it's mutzer to cut down the tree. Umizeh, he says, from here we see, he tarti la'echad shayalo karka. Says the Taz himself, I was matir someone who had land, im ilanos, with trees, lakotus ilanos, to cut them down, afal pishish vampires, even though they were fruit-bearing, k'nilivinos, based near LS, so we could build an apartment there. Says the Taz, I relied on that rush. And then he says, the temesi shibatur lohavi dinzeh b'shemakam. I'm very confused. How come the Torah doesn't cite the sugya at all of cutting down trees? Min kitzita sa'ilan hanal. Rak besmag. We only find it in the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, simin reish chav tasiviu. That's it. So, that's what we find over here. That's what the Taz says. So the Minchas HaLazar asks a question on the Taz. What's the question on the Taz? The Taz only causes sakana, right? Read through the Taz. He doesn't say the Isser. He says the sakana. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says Usser. Why is the Taz saying the sakana, the sakana, sakana? What about the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah of cutting down a fruit tree? And in fact, the Torah writes in the Choshen Mishpat and Shin Pei Beis that it's Usser to cut down a fruit trees. And it's also in the Ram Hilchos Melachim that we quoted before. What does the Taz mean that nobody brings the sugya of cutting down trees? It must be that Rav Yaakov Emden is correct. Why? Because the issue of cutting down fruit trees is problematic even when there's no Isser. What the Taz is saying is, how come nobody brings the sakana of cutting down a fruit tree even when there's a Heter? The Rambam talks about the Isser, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Isser. What the Taz is crying about is, what about the sakana even when it's mutter? And that's another proof. The Taz knows it's Asur min HaTorah. I promise you, the Taz did Shnai Mikra. He knew the Pasuk. He knew what it says in Gemara. He knew the din clearly. And he's asking why the Poskim ignore the sakana aspects of cutting down the fruit tree. Now, the problem is as follows. The Taz himself, so what does the Taz say? He tarti l'echad shelo karka imilanos l'kutzi l'anos afa pishyish ben peros. He lived no space dir alah. What did the Taz say? That he himself did what? He allowed someone to do it.
Right.
So what is that? So now I'm confused. Because the Taz is crying about sakana. But then he says, I allowed someone to do it. So now, what's going on over here? Clearly the Taz doesn't think that there's a sakana when it's mutta, or else he wouldn't have allowed his balabas to cut down the tree in his backyard. This is what the Beis Shlomo writes in Yerodeah. The Beis Shlomo writes in Yerodeah, in Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, this is the Pasha understanding of the Rishonim, because none of us warn us about cutting down a fruit tree, b'makom hetzer. And that's right. Read the Taz as it is. The Taz is telling us, it must be obvious to the Rishonim that there is no sakana b'makom hetzer. That's the takeaway. Instead of trying to twist the Taz into a pretzel and say, there is a sakana and Rav Yaakov ended. No, the Taz is making a statement. The Rishonim don't see an issue of sakana if you have a hetzer to cut down the fruit tree. Comes the Binyan Sion, Rav Yaakov Emlinger and Chelek Alf and Simon Samach Alf, and he says that Rav Yaakov Emden is wrong, and all of his proofs are weak. And he says all of those cases could be explained by saying that the individual had a calculation why it wasn't mutter. Those must have been cases where it wasn't in fact mutter. The Gemara of Abasra, the owner didn't want to chop it down because he wasn't causing him a problem. So therefore, who should cut it down? Who should cut down the tree? In the case of the vineyard next to the fruit trees and the birds are bothering it, who should cut it down?
The owner of the land.
The owner of the land's not going to... He says, I don't want to cut it down. It's not bothering me. Who's it bothering?
He's going to let the other guy cut down?
Yeah, that's what he'll say. You're right. Beis Din says that my tree's bothering you. By all means, here's the axe. Go ahead. But I'm not going to do it. That's what should happen over there. That's what doesn't want to cut it down. The other guy will do it. And Rahman al-Litzlan, the child who passed away from cutting down the tree, must have made a mistake. He must have made a miscalculation. He thought it was mutter, but really it wasn't. It was still giving off fruit, or whatever the situation was. And the Gemara that says, "Dekatz te'enasa b'lo zimna," the Gemara says, he cut it down before its time. He miscalculated. He made a mistake. He must have still been giving fruit. He misread the situation. And this rejection of the Shelis Yaivitz is found in many Achronim as well. That there is simply no Sakan anymore. Now, the Minchas Alazar concludes that any Shail about cutting down a fruit tree, the rabbi shouldn't paskin. Because of the Sakan involved. He says, Ein Achinami. He says, all of this is correct, and all the Lamed is correct. And really, we find no issue of Sakana in theory. But nevertheless, no Rav should paskin on a fruit tree shaila, and instead it should be sent to a Beis Din, and a Beis Din should answer the shaila. They're nervous. Makom sakana. It's a sakana for the person who gives the heter, says the Minchas Alazar. It's a sakana for the Rav who paskins. And the Beis Shlomo had the beautiful lumdas to show why it was mutter, and with the Taz holds it's mutter, says that he won't be lenient. He won't be lenient, and he says, sell it to a guy with kesef and shtar, like chametz. That's hamachra, with kesef and shtar, and then if a guy cut the tree down himself. So, that's the theory and the lemaisa, yeah.
In the Gemara, do we know how the kid died?
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't say.
It's not possible that he was so small that the tree fell
him. No, that, we don't know. We don't know.
Could we say, in Taz's case, where he was a martyr himself,
yeah,
was with Karka and building a house. The Rosh's case, where he gave that to, was in building a house.
Yeah.
And then he's Machmir, that they didn't bring this dead. So,
of the heter?
Of the heter. Because yeah. Then he said, well, he's Matmina, they didn't bring yeah. The sakana. He uses a rush in low heavy
Dinza, the heter.
Dinza, the rush is then was mm-hmm. The heter is
doctor. But the rush does bring it. I hear. Maybe he's matching on the Rambam. I hear.
Bias, and maybe these other ones, it's not so clear.
I hear.
Okay, my vineyard is being affected. You can't just
yeah. That's not enough. You're saying it has to be only for the house. Could be. Could be. Okay, let's talk about two more dinim, and then we'll wrap it up. Let's talk about cutting down branches. I don't want to cut down the whole tree. I just want to cut down the branches. Sukkah, right? The apple tree is getting in the way of the sukkah. I don't want to cut down the whole tree. I love apple trees. I just need to shorten it for a little bit. So comes the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach in Perek Zion. Yisurei Mizbeach. It's not just cutting down trees. Listen to this. The Mishnah Maseches Tamid says they would use fig wood for the Mizbeach. So the Be'er Sheva asks...
The Korban Pesach.
Pomegranate wood. We could ask the same thing, right? The Be'er Sheva says, how would fig wood be used for a Mizbeach if you can't cut down a fruit tree? How do they get fig wood for? So the Be'er Sheva says that it was a mitzvah gedolah, and therefore it was mutter. It was a big mitzvah, therefore it was mutter. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, no. It's a non-issue. Because they didn't cut down the fig tree. They cut down the branches of the fig tree. And that's why it was allowed. So the Beis Yitzchak writes in Yeredei and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, he cites this machlokas, and he says that the Beis Yaakov and Simen Kuf Mem follows the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's mutter to cut down branches, and the Beis Yitzchak says you should be machmer, though. One reason is that Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, right? To do half an Aveira is still Asur. Another reason, doesn't matter if you destroy some or all of the tree, because I destroyed some of the tree. So many Acharim argue with the Beis Yitzchak. There's a Meiri that's Mefarsh Leanings as well. The Gemara in Brachos Taf Lamed Vav, listen to this Raya. The Gemara in Brachos says, Ein Kotzitzin Es Ha'ilanos B'Shvias. You can't cut down trees during Shemitah, right? You can't cut trees during Shemitah. So the Meiri says, why is there a special din to not cut trees during Shemitah? You can never cut trees at all. So because the Gemara is referring only to cutting off branches during Shemitah. So the Meiri says, obviously branches are mutter, trees bechlal are not. The Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, the Aruch HaShulchan are leaning to chop down branches. Perhaps there's even more room for leniency if a guy does it, Mir L'Nachmi, things like that. So again, Lamaisa, I would tell you, Lamaisa, if you have to cut branches, have a higher guy to do it. That's the simplest thing to do. You could be Mitzar for the cools, that's fine. Let's just end with something we actually spoke about a few months ago. It was a Geshmak Shaila, but let's just repeat it again. I heard this from Rav Asher Weiss, Lamaisa Shaila that he had this past year in Eretz Yisrael. Before that, one more thing. Let's say the tree is not giving off fruits anymore. What's the halacha there? It stopped giving off fruits, or it didn't give off fruit yet. So the Rambam writes Hilchos Melachim Perek Vav, V'chein Ilan Michael Shehiskin Ve'enu Ose Ela Davar Muat Shino Roy L'Trach Bo Mutzal Kotoso. He says a tree that's old and it's not giving off, it's only giving a small amounts of fruits, and it's not worth it, you can cut it down. So the Marsham and Chelek Zion was asked about someone who purchased property with fruit trees, and then the trees stopped producing. The botanists came and they showed that the trees grew so densely and thick against one another that they were stealing nutrients from one another, and that's why they weren't producing the fruit they once did before. The advice was what? Cut down some of the trees to save the rest. That's what he was told. So the Marsham says that it's not clear how to decide which tree can be cut down. How do I know which tree is going to mutter to cut down? But in the end, he concludes that since the trees as they are would wither and die, not cutting the trees down would actually hurt them. So you have to cut some trees down. And therefore, removing some of the trees is not derech hashchasa. Now, within the discussion, the Ramar Sham says that it's pashat, that a young tree that doesn't yet produce fruit cannot be cut down because it might produce in the future. And that's not a reason yet. So now let's turn to the Shaila. Rav Asher Weiss was asked the following question. In Beitar, there is a constant struggle on the outskirts of the city between the Arabs and the Jews about the Arabs coming and constantly planting trees around the Jewish city. Why? Because the ruling of the High Court in Israel is that if a tree is there for 30 days, then that's considered you have an ownership on that piece of land. And it's difficult to get Arabs off the land. If an Arab says, I've had a tree here for 30 days, it's very difficult legally to get them off that land. And in Yehuda and Shomron, they look for, the Arabs come and plant trees in order to cause legal difficulties on those properties. So they constantly go, and when the Arabs come and put trees down, they come and they try to rip them out before there's a chazaka. The trees they use are olive trees. The Arabs specifically use olive trees. I don't know if they know the din or they don't know the din, but they use olive trees. And it causes a lot of issues to get the land back. So Rav Asher wrote a tshuva about, are they allowed to, when they see these saplings being planted by the Arabs, can they go and then tear them out in order to make sure that we retain, you know, Eretz Yisrael? So he gives three reasons for his psak. He says the first thing is that the Gemara, we don't find a distinction between when it was planted. We saw the Beis Shlomo says that before Hashrasha, before the tree puts roots into the ground, and they really soak in, you're allowed to pull it up. And when you plant seeds, there are three opinions in the poskim how long hashrasha takes place, either 3, 14, or 30 days. And before the hashrasha, there's no isser to uproot it. And the Rambam paskins that this amount is 14 days. The Beis Shlomo says the same thing applies to trees as well. The Netziv writes in Emek Davrim Bamidbar that if the tree doesn't actually give fruit yet, it's not considered, it's considered Ilan Srak. That's the sheet of the Netziv. And the Hard Tzvi writes in Arachayim Chelik Beis that the first 3 years is when it's Asur Mishum Orla, there's no Isser to uproot it. So in the first 3 years, even if it's producing fruit, says the Hard Tzvi, you're allowed to uproot it. So Rav Asher thinks that the Beis Shlomo is the most reasonable psak, and it might be Mechubar LaKarka for Hilchos Shabbos perspective, but it's not Asur to uproot it. So the first kula is the Beis Shlomo says, before Hashrasha, before it takes root, there's no Isser. That's number one. Number two. The Iker Heter is the rush, right? The famous rush from Bava Kama, that you can cut it down to build a house. The rush expands this halacha to the case of needing the location, and that's number two, where you need the land. And number three is a Tshuva's Heshev Moshe. He has a chiddush that you can cut that tree to build a house, but he doesn't bring the rush. He has a whole shekel Torah to explain how you can cut down a tree on your own, but he doesn't bring the rush. He has his own, like, lumdus. So Rav Asher argues that if you cut a tree to build a room for yourself, you can certainly do so in order to preserve Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if I can do so to build an extension of my house, then to preserve Eretz Yisrael is certainly mutter for Jewish homes, and to prevent it from falling into Arab hands. And also, if somebody plants a tree in my backyard, obviously I can take the tree out. But if somebody walks into my backyard and plants an olive tree there, and I come back from vacation 2 weeks later, you don't have permission to asser my backyard and to make it off limits to me. So that's what he says. There's obviously no iser hashchatas atzei pri if somebody comes and puts something on my property. Just to remind the world, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. So, you know, they can't come and try to steal land from us. Now, he said that he doesn't have a raya, but he's pasha to him. He says this is pasha to him, that you can't go and simply use to come and usurp someone's land by planting a tree over there. Chazal and Gittin were lenient for Amir al-Nachri by Melacha del Reis of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so certainly we can be lenient here as well. And he says, and he discusses the famous issue of even Sakana b'makom heter, and he says it's hard to argue why there's really, he also argues that hard to say why there's a Sakana if there's a heter. And he says, since we're dealing with Sakana, and everybody wants to be on the safe side, so he says it's better to take it out with the roots. What he told them to do was, in Beitar, to uproot the olive trees with the roots, and also have a guy do it, by Amir al-Nachri, by Bishar Asurim, and that's what he passed in that case. Okay?
Is it
maybe
better if you transplant it?
Yeah, for sure. You didn't destroy it, for sure. That's sometimes expensive.
Is that part of his Eitzah, that they should
try to refine? Correct, yeah.